Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus you, the investor, in on news moving this sector and our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy, investing in what we believe are the most important themes, sector trends, and as cannabis markets to continue to grow and evolve, active means being able to invest in real time to these changing developments rather than waiting for rebalancing, being able to invest in IPOs, being able to track companies that are re-rating in real time. I'm Tim Seymour, and I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages, and I combine that with my career as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and someone who invests in early stage asset classes. The Cannabis Weekly is going to focus you, the investor, in on one, the market itself, week over week performance, earnings, M&A, et cetera, two, the macro, the legislative landscape, and the macro trends that dominate this industry. And finally, our portfolio, CNBS, our approach to asset allocation. This is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of Feb 21. Last week, we little pause on the big rally that saw a two-week move in markets, 15 to 20 plus percent, started to stall midweek. Some of this, understandably, with broader markets pulling back the negative, call it risk environment more broadly. But if you look at the performance last week, let's get into the leaderboard and the loser board. It actually was still a pretty strong week, even though the price action turned midweek. Top of the leaderboard, you saw GTI up 2.8%, Curaleaf 1.3%, Cresco Labs 84 basis point, TerrAscend down small, around 40 bips, Verano down 1.3%. So to give you kind of a sense across the larger MSO space, AYR down 4.2%. And as you got into some of the specialty retailers, Hydrofarm down 4.9%, GrowGen down 8.1%. And then north of the border, you had Tilray down 10%, Canopy Growth down 16%. Cronos had numbers out last week, weren't terribly good numbers, but slight relief, even though, again, I think the earnings story there is not really what investors are tracking. Some of the technicals, which had been very supportive, so breaking above the 50-day, even challenging the 100-day, I think we ran into some pressure there, probably some technically overbought conditions, but that ultimately the changing character of some of these charts continues to be interesting. Let's follow that, and I think we're obviously taking our cues from the sense around the macro progress, but also we've got earnings coming up. And in 2 weeks, starting March 1, we're actually going to see GTI. We're going to see Curaleaf on the 3rd. We're going to see the others fall in line after that. I think the sense really will be where did the fourth quarter come in? But more importantly, where are we for 22 guide? A handful of the companies not really going to give you much of a guide. And then a handful actually already have and probably will. The data that we got out of Headset and some of the providers for the industry shows that the fourth quarter stopped some of the downward trends on pricing. But as we got into the end of December, actually, while overall you saw revenues down about 4.5% for the sector, we had already started to reverse the worst of some of those headwinds on top line by really early November. The sense that you are also seeing higher volumes outpacing actually some of the headwinds on lower pricing. But I think the wholesale pricing environment, something we continue to watch very closely. There's some folks that continue to think that maybe California finally bottomed somewhere in November, and depending on who you talk to, and of course the difference in qualities, but that premium high quality flower in California probably trading back kind of in the $600-$700 a pound area. But this is what we have to contend with here. And I think if you talk to market participants, what really has been the biggest headwind in the last 2 to 3 months, it's not that the federal progress and the macro timetable for safe banking and allowing outside capital into the space is necessarily the biggest headwind. I think the biggest headwind has been coming from margin compression in some sense, that the industry still really needs to figure out where it settles in on some of these levels, even though these companies and some of the biggest names that we've just mentioned are companies that are proving profitability and also look, every day that the federal markets are pushed back, it means that these companies are further establishing themselves. Other trends of last week that are also things we've been talking about over the last few, they include that New Jersey looks like they're finally getting going. And I think that's going to be very bullish for people like TerrAscend and for Curaleaf. We're going to get some sense on really what that might do to a 22 guide. The news out in New York that the hemp license holders are going to be given an opportunity to convert that into THC licensing as well, and what that might mean for getting the New York market, the adult market, moving faster than a lot of people had really expected that it would. I think seeing progress out of New York and New Jersey, seeing progress out of the Northeast, seeing the entire Eastern Seaboard come online, there was some more commentary out of Maryland lawmakers taking the first step to putting a legalization on the 22 ballot, is going to put a ton of pressure on D.C. that's not necessarily already there. And I think that's part of where those of us that invest in the sector remain very constructive, that it's not about if, it's certainly a question of when, and that the progress continues. Other macro news, state by state, Virginia Senate passed a bill to accelerate the adult use sales to September 22. Very good news. Virginia continues to be another important market on that Eastern Seaboard. New Hampshire's House approved a bill to legalize adult use sales via state-run stores. Ohio Senate indicated he would not bring cannabis legislation up for a vote. And that means that activists will have to get into higher gear about collecting more signatures to put Ohio on a November ballot, which I actually think may be a faster track to seeing another very important market come online. Let's talk about the portfolio. Last week, CMBS down 5.1%. We continue to consolidate some of the smaller names to raise a little bit of cash to be in what we think are more core positions. And we've talked about the top four positions are all U.S. multi-state operators, U.S. Kind of direct cannabis revenue exposure, now north of 75% in the portfolio. As a cannabis ETF, we have to have no less than 80% of the portfolio in companies that have more than 50% of their revenues in cannabis. We're actually around 93% in terms of really being a core cannabis portfolio. And I think investors need to look at other ETFs that they own in the cannabis space and make sure it's truly a cannabis ETF, not a tobacco ETF, not an alcohol ETF, not a pharma ETF. I think the thematic exposure to cannabis is really about being exposed to cannabis. So we're going to leave you there. And this is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of Feb 21. I'm Tim Seymour. Have a great week.